This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mama. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's probably the biggest lesson of my life. Something that I know the majority of you listening will be nodding your head as I talk about. Because this is one of the biggest struggles of being a mama and a woman in today's world. It's the belief that we can be superwomen, that we should be superwomen, that we can and should be everything and do everything for everyone. This comes from the beliefs and the stories we were told right from when we were little, that we can be anything in this world, that we need to smash through the glass ceilings, that we need to climb the corporate ladder, that we can do anything a man can do, we don't need a man to be happy or successful, and that busyness and multitasking means you're successful. This belief is what pushed me to get as far as I did in my career at the ABC. It's what pushed me to write a book in 3 months when I had three children at home. It's what has driven me to this point. But at the same time, it's driven me to the point of breaking. It's pushed my health to the edge. It's made me a super cranky, bitchy woman to be around sometimes. And it's made me realize that I don't want to live my life like that. And that's what motherhood does, doesn't it? It helps us see the patterns that we have in our life, how we're living, how we want to teach our children to live, what lessons we're handing down. But for me, the addiction to busyness, the belief that I can be and should be superwoman every single day, is at the core of all of my struggles. So how do you know if you're trying to be superwoman? Do you feel guilty if you're not getting on top of everything every single day? Do you believe that you have to be busy to be happy? Do you believe that success comes from hard work? Are you constantly saying yes to more things, even though you have no time for what you already do? And is that voice inside your head telling you that even though at the moment you are a mama first and foremost, you still need to be doing all these other things? If you're working, then you probably are pushing yourself to still be the woman you used to be before you had children. That's one of the biggest struggles with returning to work, is that you want to be who you used to be. You want to show everybody around you. You want to prove, I haven't changed. I can still do my job, even though I'm running on 4 hours sleep and my body is shattered, even though I'm only here half the time I used to be. Don't think that I've changed. Don't take anything away from me. I am who I used to be. But the truth is we're not. We're not who we used to be. We've changed and our priorities have changed. But the world around us and the society and the systems we live within don't allow us to change. We're not allowed to say, actually, I don't think I want that role anymore. Actually, perhaps being the high-flying corporate lawyer or juggling everything that I used to is not what I want to do anymore. Perhaps being Superwoman is not the superhero I want to be. So for me, this has come as a lesson over and over again. Just as I think I've learned it, just as I think I'm okay with going slow, just as I think that I've nailed this, something else will come up. And this is part of life. We keep learning the big lessons. I once heard someone say that there is no anecdote to this inner work that we're doing, to this constant questioning of who am I and how do I want to live and am I doing a good job? This is a question that, as human beings, we will constantly ask ourselves, and we can either use the question as a way to beat ourselves up, as to feel terrible, as to push ourselves to do more, or that question can be a bit of a warning sign, a pause, a chance to stop and really answer it in our own beautiful way. So how are you showing up? Are you trying to be Superwoman still? Is there a part of you that still thinks that you have to prove to the world and perhaps to yourself that you are still who you used to be? Because if that's true, let me tell you from my heart and my experience, the only way out of that proving is to let it go. And please try and let it go before something breaks like it did with me. We have to learn that it's okay to go slow, that it's okay to disconnect from those old dreams and look at them and say, actually, you know what? I know I've got a huge debt paying off from my university fees for that career, and I spent 10 years busting my ass to get here, but I've kind of changed my mind. I can see that that's not what I want to do anymore. Or perhaps the role is still what you want to do, but in a different way. You don't want to work 20 hours a day. You don't want to be pushed. You don't want to feel like you're never doing anything enough. We have to let go of the Superwoman. And in its place, we have to get really, really clear on our new superhero. We have to get clear on who we are now. So what are our priorities? If our priorities at the moment are to spend the first 5 years before our children start school, making sure that they are healthy and balanced and emotionally stable, then that might mean that for the next few years, your career is second. It might mean you don't go back to work. It might mean that you have to step back in a role. And there's a part of us that grieves that so much. It's such a huge part of who we thought we were. So if you're feeling sad or angry or perhaps even a little bit bitter about letting part of that life go, that's okay. You've been hanging on to that dream since you were a little girl, perhaps. Your identity, your image of who you are in this world is tied up with that. We were told that that's who we needed to be. We needed to go and achieve and break through all those barriers and stand on our own 2 feet. So when motherhood cracks all of that open and we realize that a career is not number one at the moment, and perhaps we do need to rely on others to help us at this time, there will be a part of us that grieves. There will be a part of us that clings desperately to that Superwoman status, just like I have on and off over the last 9 years. So be kind. Realize that this is a huge change to the very core of who you are. And constantly remind yourself what the bigger priorities are. This is not a race. We want to be here now, in this life, in this moment. Constantly coming back to what is important today. What do I need? I need to work a little bit. I need to work a lot. I need to not work at all. I need to be there with my children. My children need some stimulation outside of me. Whatever it is that those answers are coming up, listen and don't judge them, knowing that this is change for the good. This is our chance to pause and ask ourselves, what is really important to me and how do I want to live my life? And when we ask that, the Superwoman just disappears. So beautiful, Mama, what is most important to you? Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama, Sat Nam.